The next patient is Linda Creech, C-R-E-E-C-H, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 78-year-old white female, a patient of Dr. Corredera, C-O-R-R-E-D-E-R-A, who is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient has been in very stable condition. The serum creatinine was reported on December the 1st, 2021, 1.54, with a BMI of 23 and normal serum electrolytes, except for the slight tendency to hyperkalemia of 5.1. Period. The estimated GFR is 32 mLs per minute, which is similar to the prior determinations. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary segment. No, the urinalysis failed to show nitrates, leukocyte steroids, or activity of the urinary segment. Period. There is no history of or evidence of proteinuria. Period. Number two. The patient had a bladder tuck, T-U-C-K, done by Dr. Lang for L-A-N-G-F-O-R-D in Fort Myers. The patient continues to have good results. She recently had a urinary tract infection. Whenever she gets infected, she gets extremely weak. Antibiotics were given for 5 days, and the patient is doing well ever since, period. Following number, the anemia is correcting. The hemoglobin has increased from 10 to 11.3. In the iron studies, the saturation of iron is 23. The patient is encouraged to take iron pill. Period. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is associated to smoking. Period. The patient has been prescribed medications like bronchodilators. Period. The patient had tendency to tachycardia, and she was placed on metoprolol 25 milligrams every day, period. Evidence of metoprolol inducing chronic obstructive pulmonary disease has not been shown, period. Following number, coronary artery disease that is asymptomatic at the present time. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 6 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.